school is one of those things that's of interest to a lot of people here, and so that's why we invite Beth Schwartz in. She's superintendent of Cook County School District ISD 166. Good morning, Beth. Good
morning, Jay.
Well, we had a board meeting last week.
We did, and really had a wonderful presentation by Chris Hoffman and Anna Sandstrom. One of the board's priorities this year is to, and actually over the next few years, is to focus on making sure all of our students are getting their basic needs met. And of course, that includes making sure that they are not hungry during the school day, and also addressing any mental health concerns or student support needs, whether it be situations due to poverty or just, you know, stress from time to time. And Chris Hoffman is our school counselor. His focus is mainly on career readiness. However, he also does some backup counseling with Anna Sandstrom, who is our student success coordinator. And they gave just an amazing presentation on the number of kids we're serving with those services, the types of services we're providing, and just really, really pleased with that.
One of the things you also talked about, and you did have this on your website, was a discussion of some changes to the school calendar. Was there any decision made on that, or is that still in progress?
No, that's still in progress, and I actually would invite everyone in the community to go to the school district's website at cookcountyschools.org. There's just a really brief survey on
there. I'll say it's brief.
You know, there's a lot of things that are kind of established in our calendar, and, you know, we wanted to really limit it to those things that are up kind of for debate this year. One is that we would like to move our professional development days from Friday to Monday. There's been concerns expressed about orthodontics and some of the other facilities that teenagers often need in Duluth are sometimes closed on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And so one of the reasons for placing the professional development days on Friday was to allow people to make appointments. And what we're hearing is that that's not always the case. The other positive piece of that is now it aligns with Monday holidays such as Martin Luther King Day and President's Day. And so it allows us to have both those days off and yet maintain the consistency that so many people like, you know, having to know what day of the week we're going to have off. So, you know, if we went the third Monday of the month, that aligns with those two holidays and would allow us to be consistent throughout the year.
Okay, so people can still weigh in on that?
They sure can. We're actually still taking comments at the March 5th board meeting. Again, we're still taking survey comments if people would like to fill that out. And then the board hopes to adopt a calendar on March 19th.
Okay. I noticed one of the things you were going to talk about is negative lunch balances. What does that mean? Are we in the red?
Going back to our focus on students' primary needs, the board made a decision last year that every student would receive a hot lunch regardless of whether or not they had funds in their account. Mm-hmm. And with that come situations where families maybe get a little bit behind in their lunch accounts. And previously our practice has been to send out an instant alert every day. And we've decided to drop that back to twice a week, you know, how many times do you need to be told your child's lunch balance is in the red? I'm not sure. But we're hoping that folks will take those calls a little bit more seriously. And also really want to encourage folks to call the superintendent if they have situational needs that we're not aware of. Just keep that communication open if you're having trouble paying your lunch accounts. Because again, it's a basic service that we want to make sure all of our kids are provided, and we certainly want to help out those folks who are maybe struggling a little bit. And again, free and reduced lunch applications help our district so much. Not only does it help the family by either offering free or reduced meals, but it offers us what's called compensatory aid. And for each child that we have on free or reduced lunch, there are aids attached to that. So please, if you think you qualify, or even if you're not sure, just fill out the form because it's great for the school and it's great for your family if you qualify.
Before I let you go, we in the past, I forget the exact timetable, but let's talk about the the you know, what used to be the industrial arts part of the building. You know, where are we with that arrangement right now?
The industrial arts expansion, the bids have been let for that, and we're looking at a bid opening on March 12th. We also have our parking lot expansion out for bid right now, and that's coming, bids will be coming in on February 26th, and we're super excited about that to see where we're at, whether we can do kind of the grand plan or if we're going to have to scale back to, mm-hmm. to a little bit smaller expansion. And then the other thing I want to mention before we go is that on March 5th, the school board meeting will be out at Lutzen Town Hall. Again, March 5th, our school board meeting will be at the Lutzen Town Hall.
Okay. Beth Schwartz, the superintendent of ISD 166, and she joins us a couple times a month to talk about what's going on over at school. I noticed that we haven't had any cold weather cancellations.
You know, minus 38.5 doesn't cut it.
It's got to be minus 40.
Sorry, folks up there at the airport. I have seen you've come really close, but Mr. Nelson and I frequently speak about what to do with buses, and want to give a shout out to Tom Nelson for all the extra work that he puts in during the winter between keeping things clean, making sure our buses are moving, getting rid of snow, mm-hmm. and you know, this cold weather gets a little old if you're outside all the time.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, Beth Schwartz, thank you much.
Thank you, Jay.